The most important thing we can do is pray for these families and just pray for their homes and their healing, both physically and emotionally. This is just a huge, huge tragedy, and no parent should have to outlive their child, especially so young. And so, you know, pray for them. But there's also those that want to give, and the way that we feel that we can do best do that is to provide them with the financial support that they're going to need to cover costs of funeral and medical expenses and all of that. And so we do have the GoFundMe page set up, which is the easiest way to give. The other way is through Heritage Bank here in Delhi. People can actually write checks to our Delhi United Methodist Church and then just put the Amish community in the memo line, and then the bank will take care of getting that into the account so that we can get it to the family. Or people can drop off checks or cash to the church. And then our Delhi thrift store is open on Thursdays, Fridays, and Saturdays. People can also drop off there as well, or they can even mail it to the church. So there's a lot of different avenues, and 100% of all the money that comes in will go directly over to help those families. We are not keeping a single penny of it. Mm-hmm. We're just collecting it, and then we will probably, I'm guessing next week or the week after, take a card from our community and all those that have given and present it to the head of the Amish community to care for two families and the one individual who's still in the hospital.